You were holding Daf Teyamer Aleph. We just go over again, just the last Mishnah and the last Daf was, said that Hamoitzi Hoitzoyes Anichsa Yishtoy. If a husband puts in, invests money into his wife's property, like we had before the Mishnah Yisin, if a wife has her own property, after the Nisuyin, the husband has a right to eat the Paris. It means he has a right to plow and seed the fields, and whatever grows, he gets. So let's say the husband put money into the fields. Now, locher is hoitzi harbe. Let's see, a lot came out of it. V'yochah kima. But he only ate a little bit. Because even though the field was fully grown, he only ate a little bit. And we're talking about now that the husband now gives his wife a get. So when he gives her a get, the locher is that she takes the nechasim back. So the question is, does the husband have a right to get the money that he put into the fields? So the Mishnah says that if the husband ate something from the field, then he can't get anything back. Is hoitzihar, even if he spent a lot of money in the fields, the yocha kimah, and he only ate a little bit, or else the opposite the way, kimah, he only spent a little bit of money, only invested a little bit into the fields, the yochal harbe, but he ate a lot grew, the locher is masher hoitzi yomashochal ochal, the money that he put into the karka, it's in, he can't get that money back, and whatever he ate, that's all, and if he gives his wife a get now, the locher is, she takes the field the way it is, even though it's all plowed and all seeded and it's growing nicely, called whatever's mechuba, the karka attached to the ground, she gets. What about though, hoitzi v'layochal? Let's say he invested a lot of money into it, but he didn't eat anything, he didn't get a chance yet to eat. Let's say he invested $100 by plowing and by seeding it, and now it's growing, but it just didn't come the time to eat it yet, and he didn't get around to eat anything yet, and now he gives his wife a get. So now the halacha is yeshava. The husband has a right to swear, how much money he spent, how much money he put in this for this crop to grow, how much money he spent, v'yitol, and he has a right to get it back from his wife. So that's the klal of the Mishnah, that if the husband ate a little, even something out of the field, even though let's say he spent $100 worth put into the field, and he only ate $1 worth, so what? As long as he ate something, then he can't get anything, he doesn't get his money back. If he gives her a get, she takes everything. But if he did not eat anything yet, then he swears and takes the money that he put into the field. Now the Mishnah explains the kamakima. What's called that the husband ate at least something, a little bit, to say that now he can't collect any money back if he gives a get to his wife? Is Omar Ravasi says, afilu groig resachas. Even if he only eats one dried out fig from this field, that's it, then he can't get any more money back. If he gives his wife a get, that's it, he doesn't get his money back. And the Gemara says, though, who shochu derech kovetz? But he has to eat it in a nice manner. Chayis, it was cooked or something, he has to eat it in a nice manner. That's called he had some enjoyment from the field, so the rest of the money he can't get back. Now, Omar Rebbe Abba. Rebbe Abba says that Amri Be Rav, they said on the base of Medrash like, afilu shigro de tamri. Even squashed dates. That's what Rashi says, tumorim nidechem yachad, even squashed dates. In other words, not only if you eat like a gregris, that's better, that's a dried out fig, but if you eat a squash, a date, that's also cool. The husband ate something from the fields, Mamele can't get his money back anymore. Now, boy, Rav David Yester for Shiloh, what's going to be the halacha of chufts of the tamri? If he eats this chufts of the tamri, so Rashi says chufts of the tamri means le'yacha shiosim yam shecher. Like they used to make beer out of these dates. Venishar ha'psalus, and the leftover, the psalus of the bad part of the dates, the leftover after the beer, what about the yoni eats that? Inami Rashi says, nidoichen harbi also means dates that were squashed, chopped up a lot, k'delasas mem shecher, in order to make beer from it. So it's even in the worse stage now than shigur de tamri. Chuk to the tamri means the dates are mamish chopped up completely. Is my, if the husband only eats one date like that, is it cool that he had some enjoyment from the field, that now if he gives her a get, he can't get his money back? Or else that's called, no, if that's the only thing he ate out of the field, maybe it's not called like he had any enjoyment yet. And therefore he has the right to get his money back. So Gemara says, take it, Gemara obliged by Suffolk. What's going to be the law in such a case? Now the Gemara says, what about le'ochlo derech kovid mai? Let's say the husband, he eats a date, he eats a fig, but he doesn't eat a derech kovid. So now the shalom is, how much of the gregris does he have to eat? Like before we said, if he only eats even one gregris, that's enough. But it had to be with the Tanah. He eats it there, covered, he eats it in a nice manner. What's going to be if he doesn't eat it in a nice manner? Now, how much does he have to eat in order to say he had his enjoyment that he can't get money back? Is Omar Ula Pligi Botrei Amaroyim Amarova? Ula says that in Eretz Yisrael there's a Machlokes Amaroyim. Chadama one says Bichiser. Rashi says Shove Iser. You have to eat the amount, the value of dates, or the value of figs, worth a Niser. That's a coin. That much money, that much worth of figs. The Chadama one says Bichediner. No, the size of a Kediner. If you eat that much, that's also enough to say the husband can't get any more his money back. Amri dining the Pumpadisa. The Dayonim and Pumpadisa said, Rashi says that means Rav Papa Bar Shmuel. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Ovid Rav Yehuda Uvda, that they say over that Rav Yehuda did a halach lamaisa, the Chavili Zemiris. That Rav Yehuda holds if the husband only eats, let's say, like the straw. He takes the straw that grows on his fields and he gives it to his animals to eat. That's also considered the husband had some hanor from the fields, even though he did not eat anything himself. He just took this chavili zmeris, bundles of straw, and he gave it to his animals. That's also considered that the husband had some hanor, some enjoyment from the fields, that he can't get his money back. And the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda la time, Rav Yehuda goes according to his own time, his own shita. The Yom Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda holds, that ochla orla. This is Allah and Gemara and Baba Basra, the question about the cheskas habatim, cheskas asoda, that if you live in a field for 3 years, then it's a proof that you own it. Even if you lost your shtar mechira, and the other person comes back and says he never sold it to you, it's his. If he comes back after 3 years, that's the halacha gimel shonim, 3 years as a chazaka. So the person has to live there for 3 straight years, and nobody complained in between. Now what about if one of the years was orla? Let's say the trees, like, was orla. So lechur and orla, you can't use the fields, because the peris is osav hano. Still Rav Yehuda says it's called a good chazaka. Because what's osur orlo, the first 3 years, the fruits are osur. But the zemiris, the straw, the sticks that grow off the trees, that's not osur. So it's possible to say that the person was naig, acted like an owner of the fields, even during the year of orlo, because he used the zemiris. Or else shriyas, the same thing if one of the years is Shemitah. That the law is, you can't be like an owner over the fields, so who you can't show bailis. It's not like one of the years of chazaka. Because the yisoid of the chazaka is, if you're living there for 3 years and showing that you're the owner of it, that's a proof that it belongs to you. But the Quran, Shavuos and Shemitah, you can't be the owner anyway, because you're not allowed to eat the fruits like an owner. Whoever wants to come and take it. Still, Rav Yehuda says no. You could show bailiff again on these zemiris, on the straw. Since that there's no issa shavuos on it, so you act like a bailiff and give it to your animal. You see, that's called a chashuva thing. Who are dinu klayim? The same thing. If you're growing klayim, you're growing vegetables and grapes together. The locher is it's also bachila, it's also bano, but the zemiris of it, the straw, the sticks of it, that's not also bano. So hareza chazoker, if you the shita is any one of these three, if you use the zemiris, you use the straw of it, that's okay. It's still called a chazaka. You see, Rav Yehuda shita is that if you use the straw of the field. That's also called you're acting like an owner. So here also, if the husband only took straw off the fields, and not that he ate it, but he gave it to his animal, Rav Yehuda Shitarit is also called the husband had some enjoyment from the field already, and therefore if he gives his wife a get, he can't collect any of the money that he put into the field. Omar Rav Yaakov, Omar Rav Chizda, Ha-moitzi hoitzois al-nichse ishtoi kitana. If somebody invests, put money into his wife's fields. Again, his wife Yarshan, the father, his wife has a lot of property, and she's a ketana. You married her when she was a ketana. So Sony kedusha midrabbanan. Rashi was talking about when she's a yisaima. She didn't have a father, and her mother or her brother married a roof. So lochur is the kedusha is only chal midrabbanan. But akoponim midrabbanan when they have nesuyin. If she Yarshan her father and she has the nechosim, so lochur is the husband is still allowed to eat the peris. Now let's say the husband invested $100 into the field. Here the Gemara says the locher is kemoitzi al nichsi achadami. It's like he put this $100 into somebody else's field. The hura means to say that even if he gives her a get, still the locher is he has a right to get the money that he put into the field. It's not like he put the money into his own wife's field that we said on the Mishnah, if he has a little bit of enjoyment, he loses the rest of his money. But rather, if your wife is a katana, a young one, then we consider like you spent the money in somebody else's field, that you could get it all back. My time, and what's the reason? Is of the bo rabbona takanta. The rabbona made a special takana, a special case over here. Why? Ki heicha delon yasadinu. In order that she should not lose out. So Rashi explains, we're talking about here again that the wife is the katana, that the kedushin is only midrabbanan. Her father died already. And let's say now her mother married her off. So kedusha the rabbanan, we know the locher is the wife. At any time she wants to, she can make miyun. She could just say goodbye to the husband. I don't want you anymore. And that's it. And then the husband won't be able to eat the peris anymore. So therefore, every husband, if he ever marries a katana, he'll always be afraid to invest, to put any money into the field. He'll rather just let the field waste away and be hefsid, or ruin the field, because he's afraid to put any money in, because he knows any second she may be mine, she may say goodbye to me, and then she'll take the fields. So therefore, the Rabbanan made a special takana that the husband should still want to take care of her fields and don't let down, let it go to waste. Is that the Rabbanan made a takana that if the husband does put money into the field, even if she's going to make mian and say goodbye to him, the locker is the husband will still get his money back. It's like he put the money into somebody else's field. Like we'll see later, that's the locker that according to the shemach, according to how much grows, that's according to how much money you'll get back. Like we'll see later on. So this is a special takona they made by a katana. Now the Gemara says, it happened once with a lady. It's a lady that was married, they had Nisuyin, a Gedela, an older lady, and now she yashin to father. Her father died, and she was the only one to yashin, and the Yerusha was $400, 400 zuz, that was Bechuzoi. That's a faraway place. As they were living someplace else, and the money is in a faraway place. So what happened is, the husband went to travel to go get the money. Is Ozal Gavra, the husband went, and on his journey, Apik Shish Meya. He had to spend $600 on the journey to get to $400. So Kitzis Oitzoyis, the money he spent was more than what he got out of it. I see Arba Meya, so he brought back the $400. Now Bahadi Dekosi, while he was coming back, is Itzrech Lechadzuzi. He Poshe needed $1, he didn't have any money left. So he needed $1 to use on the way coming home. Fishokol Minayu, so he used up $1, one of the $400 of the Yerusha, the husband now used up. So the question is now, could the husband get back his money that he spent, like these $400, does it go to the wife? Or does the husband have a right to say, listen, I spent so much money, I spent $600, that's a big mahitzois, and he says I get nothing out of it. So therefore he wants to have this $400 for himself. But the other side is that no, the husband used up a little bit. He used up this one zuz. So of course, like Achol Kimma, like he ate a little bit. Since he ate a little bit, the Mishnah says he doesn't have a right to collect anymore. So also l'kaim with Rav Ami, that came in front of Rav Ami. Omalei, so Rav Ami said, Yishno, ma'asho hoitzi hoitzi. O ma'asho achol achol. Consider that the husband had some enjoyment from the Yerusha. He used the dollars. So therefore, whatever he spent, the $600 that he spent, that's it. And he doesn't get anything back. Is Omrulei Rabbanan? The Rabbanan said back, Ravami to Ravami. Hani Mili, when does our Mishnah say the loch if the husband put money into the fields? And then he eats a little bit. He can't collect anymore if he gives his wife a get. That's Heichid the Ka'ochla Peri. That's only when the husband ate from the fruits, from the Peris. Abaho Karna Ka'ochl. Over here, the husband ate from the Karen. It's not called he ate from the fruits. It's not called like he had his takona yet. This is all the Yerusha, the money. So the husband had to use now $1. The Churah called, so that's all called part of the Karen. For it saw he, and he had to spend money to forget the Karen. So Gemara says, him Cain, if so, heavy lay hoitzi, flo yochel. The attacker writes, it's considered like the husband spent money, and he didn't eat anything. That's that he took $1. It's not called the Eitha Peris. That's called using up the Karen for the purpose of the Karen, for the purpose of getting the capital, he had to spend this extra dollar. So therefore, it's not considered like the husband took anything back yet. Pateris, peris, the produce, what grows. Therefore, the locher is Yeshava. The husband has a right to swear that he spent $600, kamo, hoitzi vito, and he'll get it back. If he gives his wife a get now, these $400 he'll be able to keep. He's more than 400, he can't get, like we'll soon see later. Even if you put in a lot of money, if there's no shvach, he can't get it back. But I call upon him, this $400, the husband would be able to get if he swears that he had to spend $600 to get it. Now the Gemara explains, the Mishnah says that Yishova kama hoitzi v'yitol. If the husband did not have any enjoyment yet from the peiros, but he only spent a lot of money put into the field, he has a right. If he gives his wife a get now, he swears and gets the money back. Now Amar Abbas Rasi says, shvach that the husband gets the money back, that's only if the produce what grows out of the field is worth the amount of money that he put in. That's what he gets. Like the mashal, he spent $100 into the field, and later when she cuts down the produce is worth $200. Then the halacha is the husband has the right to get back his $100 that he put in. So Gemara says now, what do you mean to tell me? So Rashi says, Rashi explains that Lamahirusa means, what do you mean to say that the shvach has to at least be according to how much he put in? If you want to be mekel on him, to say what? Yike shvach tfei loiboy shvua. One way to say it's a kula. That when they have to swear, if it's only the exact amount, but let's say she makes much more than the money he put in, he only put in $100 worth, and what grew is $200, maybe then you don't have to swear at all. Maybe that's what he meant to say. The Mishnah means the husband only has to swear to get the money if it's an exact amount. He put in $100, and now what grows out is also only worth $100, then he has to swear to get it. But if more produce comes out than the money he put in, then maybe he doesn't have to swear. That's called the gula kula. Rashi says, the other part of the shalom is, maybe he's being machmir, maybe be more strict. Lemay would tell us, the yitzi yisera l'shokl l'kashir shvach, that if he spent, let's say, $200, and what grows out of the field is only $100 worth of produce, even if he swears, he can never get more than $100. Like it means to be machmir, to say that the husband can never get more money than what grows out of the field. So that's the shiloh, what exactly did he mean to say? What did Rabasi mean to say? Gemara says, Omar Abaye says, he means to say, Lekula. Shemo yishvach, yeser al hoitzor, noitel es hoitzor b'lei shvua. Then, if there's more money, if what she gets, the produce that grows, is worth more than the amount of money he put in, so there's more hoitzor than there is, there's more shvach than there is hoitzor, then the husband has a right to collect the money, the amount of money he put in, even without a shvua. And this, that's what Abayi wants to say. Oh, Malay Rav, Rav said back in Cain, if so, Osile Rume. The husband is smart, he'll always make like a trick. He'll never come to swear. If he sees how much produce grows, he'll always say, listen, I put in a drop less than that. So since she's making more than I put in, he'll always be able to collect without a shvua. So that can be a svara to say that the husband is able to collect without swearing. Because if there's such a case that he could collect without swearing, we have to be afraid he'll always do it that way. So rather, if a Rava says, Ella, what Rav Asi meant to say is like this. He meant to say, Lechumra, that hoitzor shir shvach, hu v'shvua. Havad, the husband always has to swear if he wants to collect. But the chiddush of Rav Asi is how much money could the husband collect? Again, he put $200 worth into the field. And now he's giving his wife a get before he ate anything. So Rashi is saying that if later, if the produce is worth $200, then he can swear and get his $200. But if the produce that grows later is less than $200, he could only get according to how much it grows, and not more. Iboilu, we have a new channel like this. What's going to be Baal Shehorid Arisin Tachtov Maho? Let's say instead of the husband plowing and seeding the fields, he hired somebody else, he hired a gardener. To take care of somebody to work on the fields. And the Oris put money in, and now the husband is giving his wife a get. So the Oris wants to collect his money. Does the Oris have a right to collect the money from the wife or not? Is Adait the Baal Nochis? Do we say when the husband appointed this Oris, this gardener, to take over, to plow and to seed the grounds? Do we say it's like he's doing it for the husband's sake? He's working for the husband. The husband is telling him to do it. He's working like he's in place of the husband. Therefore, the svara would be, now if the husband gives his wife a get, that is stalik leibal, the husband goes out of the picture, he can't collect anymore. Is the staliku lehu? He could also tell the earth, it's tough, we can't collect anymore. That the field doesn't belong to me anymore. Like, you only worked for me, like my shliach, but you can't be better than me. Me, myself also, if I would work and I give my wife a get, I don't get anything. Like Rashi says, we're talking about where the husband did eat something. So that's the din of the Mishnah. If the husband ate something, he can't collect any money that he put in. So now he had an oris, he had a third person to work. And the husband ate a little bit. And now he gives his wife a get. Does the oris have a right to collect or not? So one side is no. He's only like working for the husband. And when the husband loses out, the oris also loses out. Oidilma maybe no. Adaita diaryanochis. When the oris works, he's not working for the baal, for the husband. He's working for whoever's property this is. Like he's working for the sake of the property. He wants to work now to make this property better. And whoever is the owner with the property, that's who he wants to collect from. Therefore, the field is still by the oris. And even if the husband gives his wife a get now, and she takes the field back, so what? The wife still is going to have to pay this oris, because the oris went down to work like the terrorist, whoever owns the field. Not he's a worker for the husband. He's a worker for the field. Like Rashi says, because this war is, even if the husband would have sent him down, and the wife would have the property, she would also have to have somebody go down to work. So now it's considered like this person worked for her, so therefore he could collect from her. That's the shayla. So this the Gemara says, Maskiv lo rova, ba rav chonon, Maishna, what's the tzad? What's the difference? Maishna, why is it different here? Where somebody goes down to somebody else's field. Reuven goes down to Shimon's field. He didn't ask Shimon permission. He just saw that Shimon's field was empty, nobody working on it. So he went down to work on the field, to plow and to see the field. Seed it. And he seeded it without permission. And now Reuven tells Shimon, I want you to pay me for the work I did. That the locher is, the Gemara in Bar Mitzvah, that Shomim Loi, the Yod Al Tachtoina, that he has the right to say, he gets his money back. Yod Al Tachtoina means, again, let's say he put in $100 worth, and let's say only $50 grew, so he can't get back more than $50. But if what grows is worth much more, so he has the right to say, listen, I put work into it, and you're having enjoyment from it, pay me for it. Scroll here also, what's it sad? That now the husband gives his wife a get. So this property now is going back to the wife. So why shouldn't the wife have to pay the oris? It's not worse than this oris would go down without asking permission at all and work on the fields. That the loch rizzi has the right to collect. Just yod al tachtoina, like the same thing here also. He can't collect more than the shvach that grows, but why can't he collect that much at least? So where it says, no, I'll tell you there's a big difference. Hosom lekinish to torach. Over there, when Shimon owns the field, lamaisa, nobody's supposed to work for Shimon. See, either Shimon himself is going to go down and plow the field, or else he's going to have to hire somebody. So therefore, this person that went down, Reuven, went down to plow Shimon's field, he has a good complaint to Shimon, listen, I gave you enjoyment. If not for me, you'd have to get somebody else to do it. Like, you're a person, you can't do it yourself. So you're going to have to hire somebody. So instead of hiring somebody else, I did it for you. Therefore, I have a right to say, you have to pay me the money. Mashenkin, but over here, it's a little bit different, the Gemara says. But over here, Hoch Ika Bada Torah. Here the wife could say, nothing doing. Like, I don't want you, the oris, to go down and work and have to pay you for it. I would have rather just let my husband do it. My husband has the chiyuv to work on the fields. And therefore, since my husband was talking about, like we said, Rashi says, ate a little bit. Therefore, if my husband would have put the work into the field, and now he gives me get, I wouldn't have to pay him a penny. Because since he ate something, that's the loch of the Mishnah. He doesn't get anything out of it. So therefore, she has a right to say, I'm not going to pay you either. Because who wish should have come down, like somebody else should have done it for me, and I wouldn't have to pay him, therefore I'm not going to pay you either. That's why here it's different than a regular case that Reuven goes down to Shimon's field. But our core part of the Gemara says, my heavy law, what's the maskan over here? What comes out? The Gemara says, Omar Rafuna Bered Rav Yeshua, Chazinon, let's see. I bal oris, ho istala glei bal, istaluka luhu. That if the husband is a person that could work on the fields himself, so then the svar is true the way we said. She has a right to say that when she gets a get, she has a right to say, I'm not going to pay the oris, because since my husband, he himself, could have worked on the fields, and then I would not have to pay him, because he ate something. So since he could have worked on the field, now that he hired somebody else to work on it, I'm not going to pay the person. Like the wife has a right to say, somebody else is supposed to work on the field for me. Not you, the oris. My husband should have done it. And if my husband would have done it, I wouldn't have to pay him anything. So that's a good taina, that she would not have to pay the oris then. But what about I baal lav orisu? If the husband is not somebody that can work on the field, he's not like a farmer, he doesn't know how to take care of the field, then the svar is, our Yali Arisa Kaima, Staka true, she would have had to hire also somebody else. She doesn't have this time to say, listen, my husband should have done it. Her husband can't do it. So since they would have to hire a third person to do it, the svar is when the third person goes down by himself, the pshat is he's working to make this field good. And whoever owns the field has to pay him for it. So therefore, if she receives a get, the wife, and now the field belongs to her like, she has to pay the yoris, like a regular din of a yorid, she'll have to pay the yoris back according to the shmach, according to how much grows out of the field. Now the Gemara asks a new shayla. What's going to be, boilihu, baal shemocha karka leperis? If the husband, when they're still married, and she, his wife, had a Yerusha, she has this karka, that the locker is lichsim luv, the husband has a right to eat the peiris, the produce. Could the husband sell it? Does the husband have a right to sell this karka to somebody else that let him eat the peiris? Avad, the goof, the actual capital, the actual goof of the karka, he can't sell because he doesn't own it. But the right to use the produce to work on the field that the husband has, does he have a right to sell to somebody else? That's the shayla. Baal shemochar karka leperis mahu. Mi amrinu, do we say, ma dikoni lo akni? Whatever he acquired, he has a right to sell. So maybe he does have a right to sell to somebody else the right to work on the field. Oidilma, maybe, ki tekino le rabbonim peris labal. When did rabbonim make this takona? That the husband has a right to eat the produce of the karka. Maybe it's a special takona only for the husband himself. Only the husband can eat the peris. Why? Mishum rav chabesa. Because the rabbonim want that there should be a lot of food like in the house. So the Badavka want the husband to work on the field, that there should be a lot of produce, and the Ma'al was talking about they're staying married together, so bring in all the food into the house, so there'll be a lot of simcha. That's why the Rabbanan let the husband do it. But here, that's time the husband should be able to sell it to somebody else, they didn't give him this chus. Avolizvuni loy, but to sell it to somebody else, for that purpose, the Rabbanan never gave their husband a right to use the field. So that's the question, could the husband sell his rights or not? Samura says, Yehuda Mar Bamarema Mishmei the Rav Oma says over that Mashos also, yes, if the husband sold the rights of his field to use the produce to somebody else, it's a good sale. The other person has a right to do it. Rav Papa Oma Mishmei the Rav Lo Yosef Lo Klum. No, the halacha is the husband does not have the right to sell it. And if he does sell it, nothing doing. The new person does not have a right to use the produce of the field. Omer Rav Papa, Papa says, Hod Yehuda, Ma Bar Mareima. That was saying over for Ma Bar Mareima, you should know, La Befer Shitma. We didn't hear it clearly from him. Ela Meklol Yitma, only from a klal, from another rule did we hear it. In other words, the Papa is saying that Yehuda, Ma Bar Mareima, that said over the name of Rava, that said the sale is good, he says, you should know, he never really heard it from Rava that he said the sale really is good. It's only from a klal that he heard it. Samura says now, well, what's the case? Mekol Itma. To he Yitzhak, it happened once with a lady. The Ailulay Lagavra Tarti Yimosa. When she got married, like, she brought in a Nichsim Lug, two maids. She brought in two maids. Now, Ozal Gavra, so the husband went now, Nosev Isisachariti. He went and married another wife. He married a second wife. And Ailulay Chodim Inayu. Now, the first wife, when they got married, brought in two maids. That's nichsim elug. The maids belong to the wife, but the husband has a right to use it. The peiris, the work of the maids, belong to the husband. The husband has a right to make the maids work. Now the husband went and married a second wife, and he gave one of these maids to the second wife. So that's the case. He's allowed to do it. Is osla came with the rova? They came in front of rova. Sof chobli yashkechbo. Like the first wife started to cry and scream. What is my husband doing, taking away my maid and giving it to the second wife? But Liashkachbo, Rava didn't say anything. Rava said, Mashma, no. He kept quiet that the husband has a right to do it. This was the story, this was the case. Before they saw the husband does have a right to sell it to somebody else. So the Gemara says, Man, the Chaz, whoever saw that the way Rava just kept quiet, Sover, they held, Mishum, the Sover, Masha, Sosi. Because the locher is, the husband now calls them on the married, he has the right to use the Paris. To use the produce, or here if it's a maid, he has a right to use the work of the maid. And therefore, if he sells it to somebody else, he has a right to. See, also, it's not worse than he sold it to a third party, that he sold it, he gave it over to a second wife. That's why they held that he was allowed to give it over to a second wife. But the Gemara says, you should know really v'lohi. No, it's no proof. It's not a good proof. I tell you, mishum ravcha v'esa, maybe no. Maybe the only reason why the Rabbanan said the husband has a right to use the peiris, the produce of the field, is because the Rabbanan wanted that there should be a lot of property, like ravcha v'esa. There should be a lot of food in the house. They want a lot to be in the house, that they should be happy in the house. I tell you. But to sell it to a third person, the third person would make a lot of money out of it, not the husband. That they didn't give it to him for. But here it's different. But over here, Lamaisa, this husband married another wife. They're in the same house now. So Lamaisa, the maid is working to keep the house clean. Well, what's the difference? Is she working for this wife or for that wife? Lamaisa, it's one bias. So that's why here it's better. That's why here Rabbi kept quiet and said, the husband has the right to give the maid to the second wife. All because it's in the same house, and it's called Rav Chabesa. It's going to be easier. It'll be easier work in the house. All right, turn over.